News release COVID-19, Health, Wellness. This week's COVID-19 epidemiology report shows a continued downward trend on several key indicators, including hospitalizations and deaths. However, it also shows that the COVID-19 virus is still present in Nova Scotia communities. It's encouraging to see a continued downward trend, but this week's data report serves as an important reminder of just how much virus is still circulating out there, said Dr. Robert Strang, Nova Scotia's Chief Medical Officer of Health. As we move into the next and final phase of our reopening plan, we need to continue to use the healthy habits we know are effective, like staying home when we're sick, testing when we need to, limiting our number of close contacts and wearing a mask, particularly when in indoor spaces. These actions may seem small but have a significant impact when it comes to protecting those most vulnerable in our communities. From March 2 to March 8, 2022, there were 2,459 new PCR positive lab results reported. Of those, 1,077 were reported in news releases on March 2, March 3, and March 4. There were 50 new hospital admissions due to COVID-19 and 18 discharges, of which 17 and 6, respectively, were reported in news releases on March 2, March 3, and March 4. There are 50 people currently hospitalized for COVID-19, with a median age of 70. Of the current hospitalizations, 30% are partially vaccinated or unvaccinated. There were 16 COVID-19 deaths reported in Panorama during this period, 11 of which were previously reported in news releases on March 2, March 3, and March 4. The median age of COVID-19 reported deaths since the start of the Omicron wave, December 8, 2021. Was 79, and 23.8% were partially vaccinated or unvaccinated. As of March 8, 86.9% of Nova Scotians are fully vaccinated, 5.3% are partially vaccinated, and 7.8% are unvaccinated. As of March 8, 62.9% of Nova Scotians 18 and older have received a booster dose. All reported COVID-19 data can be found at https://experience.arcgis.com/experience204d6ed723744dfb/b763ca3f913c5cad. Quick facts. Nova Scotia resumed confirmatory COVID-19 testing on February 24. https://www.nshealth.ca/news/Nova Scotia resume confirmation PCR testing positive rapid tests. Additional resources. Information on Nova Scotia's three-phase reopening plan is available at https://novascotia.ca/reopeningplan. Book a COVID-19 vaccine online. https://novascotia.flow.canim.uniz.ca/n/9874123-19-74189965 Government of Canada. https://www.canada.ca/n/publicyhealth, services, diseases, coronavirus disease COVID-19. HTML.